Thank you very much. This is a great honor and pleasure to be here. So the title of my presentation is The Correlates of Hepatitis A and Seropositivity in the United States. And I would like to acknowledge my colleagues, Dr. Lin Dong, Dr. Kamangar, Dr. Noonan, and Dr. Velasco. And we are all faculty at Morgan State University. Dr. Lin Dong was supposed to give this presentation, but he couldn't come. And we have no conflict of interest to report. Hepatitis A is a common childhood disease in areas with substantial hygiene and sanitation problems. It affects about 10 million people worldwide and typically presents with jaundice and non-specific signs and symptoms. It's self-limited and it's not known to be cause any chronic conditions or chronic hepatitis. So previous infection detected by the presence of serum IgG hepatitis A antibody, anti-HIV, and this condition persists for several years. So previous infection possibly confer lifelong immunity. And in the United States, this was a common disease, but since 1995, the introduction of the vaccine, the rate of the disease has dramatically declined. However, children of Mexican-American race or Hispanic ethnicity are still at high risk of HIV infection, despite higher vaccination rates reported among these children. So this study aims to investigate changes in disease epidemiology after more than a decade of introduction of the vaccine, and we use data from 2007-2008 ENHANCE natural Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, anti-HIV serologic lab test results. Finally, we explore some determinants of anti-HIV seropositivity change over time. So the method that we use, as I mentioned, is through the ENHANCE 2007 and 2008 survey, and it provides a cross-sectional information on health and nutrition status that can be generalized to the U.S. population. U.S. civilian non-institutionalized population. And they use the complex stratified multi-stage probability sampling method through questionnaires and standardized health examinations. The health examination includes physical exams and lab tests. And the total participants in this survey was 10,149. Subjects for this study was those aged 2 to 19 years old who were eligible for a determination of total serum hepatitis A antibody, which is account for 3,306 individuals. And among those, 2,621, almost 80% of them had confirmed results. So the lab methods was the solid phase competitive enzyme immunoassay EIA which was used to qualitatively determine anti-HIV in serum or plasma. The enhanced sample includes person and family questionnaires that provided demographic information of the participants for the analysis. Age was categorized to 2 to 4 years old, 5 to 9 years old, 10 to 14, and 15 to 19 years old. And in this study, for like 95.3% of the individuals, we had information on both race and anti-HIV status. Participants indicating places of birth other than US was considered foreign-born. And for determination of the socioeconomic status, the ratio of family income to family's appropriate poverty threshold was used. And the participants self-reported their vaccination status. Other variables included in this study was water source, company providers versus other sources, and the year that the participant's home was built. The statistical analysis included a prevalence estimates, which were weighted to account for the method of sampling used by NHANES. You know, in that survey, there is some over sampling of the minority, so this was adjusted. And logistic regression modeling was used to calculate odds ratio with 95% confidence intervals for age, gender, race, poverty level, hepatitis A vaccination status, country of birth, and year of home built. A subgroup analysis was done to exclude the contribution of the vaccine or vaccination to the seropositivity status. So as you see in this table demonstrates the prevalence crude and adjusted odds ratio for selected determinants of seropositivity to hepatitis A virus among this population. And race was a great determinant. Being a Mexican American increased the odds of seropositivity by 5.3 times. And then age also was another important factor. Compared to those who were 2 to 4 years old, the older children had half to one third lower odds of being seropositive for anti-HIV. And then another important factor was hepatitis A vaccination. So those who received one or two doses of hepatitis A compared to those who didn't receive report vaccination had higher odds of being seropositive for the anti-HIV. And the other factors were not found significant, although there were some higher or lower odds, which we will discuss in following slides. The second table is the subgroup analysis for like 965 samples who didn't report vaccination. And then again, you see being a Mexican American was correlated with higher odds of being seropositive. And other factors wasn't statistically significant in this analysis. And this is a comparison demonstration of the prevalence of the seropositivity and the vaccination report of receiving vaccination in different NHANES surveys from 2003 to 2007. As you see here, the blue indicates those who were seropositive and also reported receiving vaccine. And as you see, compared to the other surveys, older surveys, there's a shift to, so there's overall seropositivity has increased and there's a shift to lower age. And then here, the red one are seropositive and then didn't report vaccination. As you see, there is not a significant difference in the trend. And the green one are those who with anti-HIV and a positive history of the receiving vaccine. And again, it's not substantially different. And then the overall, seronegativity and not receiving vaccine has decreased over the last 5 years of the surveys. So now the results basically should demonstrate that out of 2,621 participants tested, the overall prevalence of the anti-HIV seropositivity was 39%. And we all know that vaccination leads to seropositivity. So after exclusion of those who reported receiving vaccine, there was still 23.7% seropositivity, which may indicate previous HIV infection. The race ethnicity was strongly associated with anti-HIV seroprevalence. 75% of Mexican Americans, 49% of other Hispanics, 37% of African Americans, and 28% of whites were positive for anti-HIV. And being Mexican American increased the odds of for anti-HIV seropositive to more than fivefold compared to whites. And then after, in subgroup analysis, after removing those who reported receiving vaccine, still the odds ratio remained the same. And the prevalence of anti-HIV decrease with age, which, you know, this is a new pattern that we see, probably because of the effect of vaccination. And then 55% of 2 to 4 years old had anti-HIV detected in their blood. And compared to the 2 to 4 years old, those who are aged between 5 to 19 had like 2 to 3 times lower odds of anti-HIV seropositivity. And gender did not appear to influence anti-HIV seropositivity. So compared to the non-vaccinated person, those who reported receiving 1 or 2 doses of hepatitis A vaccine had over 3 to 6 times greater odds of test positive. And then Mexican Americans and other Hispanics reported higher proportion of hepatitis A vaccination, which is kind of interesting. And 72% of Mexican Americans 2 to 9 years old reported receiving at least 1 dose of hepatitis A vaccine, compared to 71% of other Hispanics and 53% of African Americans and 24% of whites. And the other contextual factors like water and housing characteristic, poverty and country of birth. So the association between poverty, water, water supply and housing characteristic, country of birth, and overall anti-HIV seroprevalence was not significant, excuse me. So in general, Mexican-American seropositivity and the influence of geography is something that has been documented with previous research. Here's something that it's interesting about this study is that despite receiving more vaccination, still there are, you know, Mexican-American children who are seropositive due to prior infection, exposure to the infection. And that maybe there's because of the type of community closer to the border, going back to the hyper-endemic areas, or being in contact with people from coming from the higher endemic areas. And but there are some limitations. We know that the vaccination was self-report, so there is a possibility that people who received vaccination didn't report that. And that's a potential limitation. But since this was for all of the samples, so it might have been equalized through this analysis. And age is important. You know, as I mentioned earlier, there is a general shift toward the earlier seropositivity. Part of that is because of the effect of vaccination, which is now earlier. And then, you know, the test results gradually become lower with age, so that may be responsible for that. And hepatitis A vaccination is, as we expect, is correlated with seropositivity, but it has to be enforced for this specific population, even though they received higher vaccination, but it has to be, enforced even more. And the influence of contextual factor, we didn't find statistically significant results, but it's well documented that living in poverty, poor sanitation areas, and, you know, in certain communities increase the risk. So the conclusion is that the Mexican-American, while receiving higher rates of vaccination, were still at higher risk of HIV infection than other groups. Therefore, the racial ethnic disparities with regard to HIV exist, and efforts to expand vaccination, especially to Mexican Americans, may be needed. Older children and teenagers were less likely to be seropositive against HIV than younger children, which may indicate a higher rate of vaccination in younger children or gradual lower levels of antibody years after the vaccination. And herd immunity is not likely to explain the increased relative HIV prevalence in younger children in ENHANCE as compared to earlier surveys. The latter may be need to be investigated, and if needed, booster vaccines may need to be considered. Thank you.